I've come to tell you today, God is in control of your life. We got to have that revelation if we're going to be thankful in the hard times. If we're going to be thankful when things are down, things are dark, things are dreary, things are hard, we can't see in front of us, we can't figure out the problem, how in the world are we going to be thankful to Jesus Christ during that time? I'll tell you how, because I know He is still in control of my life. The Lord, He is God. I'm not going to let darkness control me. I'm not going to let sin control me. I'm not going to let the devil control me. I'm not going to let circumstances control me. The Lord, He is God. I will praise Him and Him alone. You see, we were created to praise. Now, I want to shock you a little bit. Love you, sweetie. Thank you for coming. You are never not praising. The question is, who are you praising? But you're always in a state of praise. God created you that way. So if you're in a circumstance and you've let that circumstance bind your hands and shut your mouth and you cease to praise Him, it's not that you've stopped praising. It's you are praising your circumstance. You're giving glory to darkness. You're giving glory to depression. You're giving glory to trouble in your life. I'm here to tell you, the Lord, He is God. Nobody else deserves my praise. I'm not going to let a devil shut my mouth. I'm not going to let finances shut my mouth. I'm not going to let trouble shut my mouth. I'm not going to let heartache shut my mouth. Come on, somebody. I was made to praise. I was made to praise. I was created to be a horn unto the Lord, to be a praise. When you get that revelation that the Lord, He is God, and He is in control of everything, then no matter where I'm at, no matter what's going on, the Word of God says, in everything, give thanks. He establishes here, He says, I'm going to tell you why I praise Him. Because the Lord, He is God. And He hath made us, and we have not made ourselves. Now, we made the mess, but we didn't make ourselves. The Lord God, He made me. We live in a world today where they tell you that if you live for God, it's just a crutch. It's just, you know, because you don't have the strength within yourself to lean upon your own strength or your own intellect, etc., or whatever. Well, dear Lord, wake up and look at the mess of the world. You think I want to lean on humanity? It's humanity that got us into this trouble. They can't even figure out how to take care of this place. David said, you didn't create yourself, and you can't control yourself, and you cannot destiny yourself. I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much persuasion you have. You cannot destine your tomorrow. Your tomorrow will bring what may. Some of us make it home, may make it home today. Some of us may not. I don't know. I don't have your tomorrow. You don't have your tomorrow. Only God does. But this I know. If I make it home, I'm going to do it praising. And if you don't make it home, you need to do it praising. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. He hath made us and not we ourselves. You don't have control of yourself. You don't have control of your tomorrow. You don't have control of your circumstances. You can't figure it out. You can't make it happen. You can't fix it. You're not perfect. You're going to fail. But God is in control. And David said, I understand this. Therefore, because I know who is in control of my life, I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to give him thanks. All right, let's continue on. He said, we're not ourselves, we're his people, we're the sheep of his pasture. And he said, there, he says, therefore, remember the what the therefore is there for? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. It's like David saying, whereas, or because of, because he is God, because he did create me, because of that, I'm going to enter in his gates with thanksgiving. I'm going to come into his courts with praise. I am going to be thankful unto him, and I am going to bless his name. Why, David? Because the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. David said, because I know I'm flesh, and I know I'm going to mess up, and I know I'm going to drop the ball, and I know I'm going to sin, and I'm going to disappoint him, and I'm going to disappoint you, and I'm going to mess up in life, because I know his mercy is everlasting. I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to give him thanks today in case I mess up tomorrow, because I need his everlasting mercy. I'm not going to wait till I need his mercy to give him thanks for it. I'm going to give him thanks now. And then when I need it, it'll be there. I'll receive it. Whew. You see, unthankful people purposely or unpurposely, unthankful people are vain people. You don't think you need him. Watch me now. Thankfulness is a recognition of humility. And it is a recognition of having need. You see, you see me in a need. I need $100 in case you can't see that. You see me in a need, and you come up and you say, Pastor, I see that you have this need. Well, you don't have to say that, but that's what you're saying with your actions, right? So you come up and you give me a muffin because I look like I'm losing weight or something. Then you, not only am I thankful, but you made me feel good. Amazing. So you come up and you give me something. What do I say to you? That's right. And when I respond with the word thank you, I am recognizing to you that I indeed had a need. Unthankful people. people think they don't have any needs. Jesus put it this way. You think you're rich. You think you're clothed. You think you got it all together. He said, but I've come to tell you, you're wretched. You're undone. And you're going to die and go to hell if you don't recognize your need of Jesus Christ. That's why I tell people when they're seeking the gift of the Holy Ghost, I said, when you come out of that water, after we baptize you in the name of Jesus, you come out of that water, I said, I want you to lift your hands and I want you just to begin to say, Jesus, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. You're doing it by faith. But what you're doing is you're letting him know that you have a need of his Spirit and you are anticipating on him to fulfill that need. And in advance, you are thanking him for it. What would happen if we would begin to respond to God that way in our everyday life, if we would just begin to thank him for the blessings, thank him for saving our children, thank him for blessing our marriages, thank him for healing our bodies, even though it hasn't happened, you're saying, God, I'm letting you know I've got a need, and I'm thanking you in advance for fulfilling that need. Romans 1:21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. What Paul really means there is they didn't give him the God position in their life. They knew he was God, but they maintain control over their own life. They never included him in their decision making. They didn't listen to his opinion. So they knew him as God, but they did not glorify him as God. Neither were thankful, but did what? But became vain. See, unthankful people are vain people in their imagination. And if you continue to be unthankful, eventually you're going to become foolish, according to the word of the Lord. And maybe not with your mouth, but in your mind, you're going to begin to make foolish statements. I can do this on my own. I can make this happen by myself. I can fix this on my own. I don't need to include God in my life or in my prayers or in my ways. Where did all that come from? It simply came from you never recognizing what God had already done for you. For you not giving thanks to him for what he had already done in your life. And because of that, it seared your heart. And now thankfulness can't even come out of your mouth. I thank God that nobody in this place is like that. But I've come to give you warning today that if you don't learn to start opening up your mouth and giving thanks unto the Lord Jesus Christ every day for what he has done for you, we are in a danger of becoming vain. Look at 2 Timothy 3:1, and then we'll continue on and get off the negative part and try to get back to something a little bit of positive here in the message. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. This know also, when in the what? Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous and boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And you see, in the last days, a spirit of unthankfulness has come into this world. People are vain. They rely on their self. They rely within their own strength. But they are failing everywhere. The economy is collapsing. The cultural world is collapsing. Everything's coming to pieces because the world has not been thankful unto the God who gave them breath, and unto the God who keeps them every day, and unto the God that feeds them and cares for them and died for them on a cross. They are not thankful. We live in a world of unthankfulness, a spirit of unthankfulness, and if we're not careful, it'll get a hold of us. You'll think that because because you labored with your hands, the money belongs to you. You'll think that because you studied in the book, the intelligence is yours. You'll think because you did it with your own hands, that the outcome, the outproduct, it belongs to you. But I got news for you. Everything you've done by the strength of God. We need to be careful never to accept glory to ourselves. No matter what kind of talent you have, no matter what kind of ability you have, no matter what you accomplish in life, you need to be quick to get down on your knees and recognize that without Him, I could have never done it. Listen, it is a weakness in the human flesh to want to be vain, to take the glory, to be proud of ourselves, but you're on a path of destruction. God has put you where you are. He could have had you born in some remote village somewhere, and nobody would have ever known your name, and you may have never known the name of Jesus. But God chose to put you here, and everything you have needs to give thanks. Let's stand to our feet, clap our hands, and give thanks to the Lord. Will you do it? Will you send thanks to the Lord? Come on, a moment longer. A moment longer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated. If we're not careful, we can be like the lady. Drove up to the bank window. The teller a few minutes earlier had dropped this dark shade because the sun was shining in. The lady drove up and she couldn't see in. They could see out, but she couldn't see in. It was pitch black. The window opened. She took her deposit. She put it in. The door closed. And a little while later, the door drove back open. She reached out, had her deposit, had the money she asked for in cash back. Put it on her seat and looked around and said, "These crazy automated things," and drove off. And the teller on the other side of the window and said, "Well, she wasn't very thankful." And if we're not careful, that's just how we do God. We drive up to the windows of blessings. And just because we cannot see Him, and even sometimes we cannot feel Him, and it doesn't seem like we can touch Him, who you think opened the door? Who do you think cashed the check? Who do you think gave you the cash back? It wasn't no automated thing. He's not an automated God. He's very involved in your life. He blesses you every day. He gave you breath today. He'll give you breath tomorrow. He's the one that gives you courage and the strength to go on. He's the one that picks you up when you're despondent and depressed. He's the one that heals your marriage. He's the one that blesses your family. He's not some automated God. We don't drive up to church, get our blessing, and drive out. We need to be thankful for everything that God does. Somebody say, put praise in your thankfulness. Psalms 100, verse 4. We read it in our text. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. With praise. Be thankful unto Him. Remember, we're the one that added in all the colons and semicolons and commas and brackets and all that stuff. None of that stuff was there. This verse read just like this. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful. With praise, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. We need to learn to add praise to our thankfulness. It's not just thank you, Lord. It's God, you're mighty. God, you're awesome. God, you're incredible. God, I adore you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're the greatest. You're the best. You're incredible. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Praise and thanks go together. He said, give the sacrifice of praise. What is the sacrifice of praise? It is the fruit of your lips, giving thanks unto God. Non-praisers or unthankful people. Look at your neighbor and say, everything belongs to God. Look at your other neighbor and say, well, why are you holding on to it so tight? You hold on to your reputation like it's yours. You protect your reputation and your pride at the expense of him. As though it belongs to you. He gave you your reputation. People like you because he's in you. Don't you remember how you were before he showed up? You're blessed because he's with you. Your boss loves you because of God, not you. There's nothing in you that's clean. There's nothing in you that's right. Your righteousness are as filthy rags. It's his righteousness that makes us who we are, and we need to be thankful. I tell God all the time, everything I am is because of you. Everything I have is because of you. You touched me. You smiled upon me. You made them like me. You're the one that moved on their heart. You opened that door. You gave me that job. You introduced me to that person. Everything I am, everything I have, everything I ever will be, it's because of him. And I love you, Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus. God, you gave me the most beautiful woman in the world. That's right, girl. And you gave me the woman that would put up with me. And because of mine and her perfection, we had great kids. Woo, just kidding. I have no idea how they turned out. However, the last chapter has not been written. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Thine, O Lord, is the power. Thine, O Lord, is the glory. Thine, O Lord, is the victory. Thine, O Lord, is the majesty. For all that is in heaven and all that is in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted and head above all. Both riches and honor come from thee. Come on, Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches, we need to wake up. Everything we are, everything we have, God have mercy. It comes from him. It comes from him. Everything is his. And I am thankful. I am thankful. I am thankful. We need to learn to thank him more. We need to learn to praise him more. He said, honor come from thee. Thou reignest over all. In thy hand is power, might in thy hand is to make great, to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name, because we understand everything, everything, everything. Comes from him. You're not smart, Mr. Smarty Pants. God touched your brain. Not because you're special, because you're a tool. You're an instrument. So quit tooting your own horn. It's not your horn anyways. It's his, and let him toot it. No wonder Paul said, don't praise yourself. Let other men praise you. Arrogant people are unthankful people. And they become vain people. My wife married me. I was the epitome of arrogance. And she brought me down so low. Only to pick me back up again. I remember one of the first times we met. I was dressed up to kill, baby. I had on a Hart Schaffner's and Mark suit. Of course, I didn't buy it. A friend of mine bought it for me. I had on a pair of ostrich skin shoes. $800 shoes. But I didn't buy them. A friend of them gave them to me. But I walked around like they were mine. Huh? Yeah. I didn't tell nobody they were borrowed. I walked around. The evangelist has arrived. I walk up to my wife. I don't know her from Adam, except for the fact that she's gorgeous. So I walked up to her and said, hey. And one of the first things out of her mouth was, what is wrong with your shoes? She said, what are those bumps? I said, I have you know. These are ostrich skin shoes. And they cost $800. She went, I have you to know, Kmart Blue Light Special. The Lord knew who just to bring me to tear me down and wake me up and let me know nothing I have is mine. Don't worry, I'm going to stop right there. But nothing I have is mine. I'll take these off. He's on mine. I don't know who they belong to. That was God's money I bought that with. That's God gave me everything I had. Nothing is mine. This isn't my tie. God gave me that tie. This isn't my shirt, but I'm going to leave it on. God gave me this shirt. Everything I've got, everything I own, God gave it to me. He gave me my car. He gave me my house. And if he wants to take it, it's his business. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I praise you. I adore you. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. Excuse me while I put God's shoes back on. And if we'll understand that and get to that place with God, our life's going to be a lot better. We're going to be a whole lot happier, and we're going to be a whole lot more blessed.
Woo!
Some people don't know. They don't know who to give thanks to. Harriet Martin knew. She was pronounced atheist. You probably heard of her name. She pronounced atheist. Done all kinds of stuff. Her and a friend of hers walked outside together. And Harriet, the atheist, said, "Oh, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful sky. Everything is so beautiful." And her friend looked at her and said, "It's a shame you don't know who to give thanks to for it, do you?" God has given us so much. God has given us so much. I don't care if you live in the poorest neighborhood in this county. God has given you so much. God has blessed you. He has cared for you. He's given you everything He promised. A roof over your head. Clothes on your back. Food in your stomach. Everybody say praise with your thankfulness. He went on to say, when you thank Him, bless, you need to bless His name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, David said, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. For why? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness? Why do I bless Him? Why do I thank Him? He's the forgiver. He's the healer. He's the redeemer. He's the one who crowned you with life. And the last verse says, He will satisfy your soul. Everything that you gain in this world, that you think you gained it and you earned it and you made it and it's yours, it will never satisfy your soul. The only way things can bring you peace, and the only way things can bring you joy, is if you recognize that Jesus has done this, and you include Him in every part of your life. What do you want me to do with your car today, Lord? What do you want me to do at your house today, God? What do you want me to do? It's all yours, Lord. How do you want me to turn it into a Bible study center? Okay, God, that's what I'll do. You want me to turn my car into a bus route? Okay, God, that's what I'll do. You see, it's your car. And when I pull up to the pump, it's going to be your money that's going to put the gas in it. And as long as I use it for you and give you thanks, I know that you'll take care of everything that's going on because it's all yours anyway. Thank you for letting me use it, though. I appreciate it. Preacher preaching on tithes, he says, "How much of the money is God's?" And the church calls out, 10%. No. It's all God's. He just lets you keep 90% of it. But He'd appreciate it if you use it right. And bring Him glory. I'm coming to a close. Put prayer. Everybody say prayer. Put prayer into your thankfulness. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Everybody say, put action in your thankfulness. Colossians 3:17. Whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks. Put action in your thankfulness. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. Let's stand. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. Say, thank you, Jesus, for truth. Colossians says in 1 and 12, give thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Give thanks to God for salvation. And then he says, and ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Thank God for truth. Thank God for truth. Thank God for truth. If you're here today and you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ is here for you. He has smiled upon you today. Every mind on God, every eye closed. Everyone thinking. Everybody concentrating on the Lord Jesus Christ. Music, if you'll make your way to the platform. I want to be thankful. I want us just to think for a moment. Some things that God has done for you lately. Just for a short time, let's get our minds off our troubles. You know, I think we think on the things that the devil has done to us more than we think on the things that God has done for us. We are forever thinking about our troubles and thinking about our problems and our health and our finances and trouble that the world has brought into our life, things that other people have done to us, hurts and pains and inadequacies and faults and failures and shortcomings, and the list goes on and on. And the devil always has us thinking about the things that he's done or others have done to us, and we never have time to think about the things God has done for us. We go through the week concentrated on our problems and our troubles, and we get depressed in the spirit, and we come to church, we're all depressed, we're beat down, we're discouraged, and we make our way to the house of God, and God's got to spend 30 minutes picking you up, and then finally you wake up a little bit and you begin to become thankful to the Lord, and for the rest of the service you begin to feel the power of God. You're uplifted, you come out of depression, joy comes into your heart, you get all happy for the few minutes that you thought on the goodness of God, and you go right back out into the world and you let the devil get you to think on the things that he has done to you, and you go right back into your depression, and you go right back into your despondency, you go right back into all these things that have come against you. What would happen? Would our lives change if we refused? I'm not saying that we ignore them and we act like they're not there. Listen, whether you think about them or don't think about them, guess what? The trouble's there. So you can think about it all you want. It's not going to help it. So you can't do nothing about the trouble. So how about do something about you? How would our lives change if we would start trying to train ourselves to think on the goodness of God and all he's done for me? I think we got a song like that. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. saving me. What did Jesus say? So as a man. So as a man. I'm still only getting about 10% of you. Now they gave you the answer, so you can say it with confidence now. The word thinketh. Not stinketh, thinketh. So as a man, so is. So what would happen if we trained ourselves to quit being negative? Thinking on the hardships and the difficulties in our life. And just start thinking about the good things God has done for us. The blessings He's brought into our life. My God, have mercy. Give me a little music in the background. Huh? Give me some, warm me up. There you go. Turn me into a soul preacher. My Lord, have mercy. Whew. So we're going to start training ourselves. How many of y'all thought of something the Lord done for you recently? Oh, I can think of life-changing things that God has done for me. He's a satisfier of my soul. He's the joy of my spirit. The happiness of my life. And I'm thinking on good things. And I'm going to start thanking Him for the good things. Let me get a swallow of water here and warm my throat up. It's hard for me to hit the high keys when it's dry. Well, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done. Come on, Brother Powell, where you at? For me. Here we go. My soul cries out. Everybody, hallelujah. Thank God. See what happens when you get in a thankful mood? Blessings of God begin to flow. See, I'm prophesying you in the spirit right now. God is doing some things in some of your lives right now while you're thanking Him. Oh, my. I can hear the breaking of chains. I hear the screams of devils as they flee. Oh, hallelujah! My God!